Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Syphilis.
Testicles.
Delicious. That's what they're going to serve in Whoopi Goldberg land. Testicles. Hers on a platter.
He's cute, ain't he? Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him. If the mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you're wearing short pants, if you know what I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Ken.
And I'm pissed.
Aren't we always, though?
I'm just not in a good mood today, and I'm angry. But I'm sure I'll get over it because I have to.
You got a case of red ass.
What is red ass?
I don't know. I've always assumed, like, you know, crazy because chimpanzees are always mad and they got the red ass. Well, that's not chimpanzees.
Speaking of Whoopi Goldberg, I guess I don't know if she said it on The View or not because I'm not. I want to make an announcement right now. Uh-huh. I am heterosexual.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't watch. I just heard that she said, referring to Michael Vick, that's how he was raised. He was raised in the South, and that's how he was raised.
Yes.
So that's a good excuse?
Apparently so. Apparently, if you grew up in the South, you can just kill dogs freely or commit any type of crime and be like, I'm from the South. And then they play the banjo music, and they escort you out of jail on a red carpet.
Well, that's also the excuse for if you live in Wisconsin, you drink.
Oh, yeah.
And beer.
And date fat women.
And you like polka music.
Polka.
And duct tape.
And pierogies.
Silver on one side, round in shape, sticky on the other side, duct tape.
Wow. Nice little tune there.
We'll play that. I've got that song archived.
Really?
We'll play that song.
It'll be at
the end of the show.
It'll be our little closer.
The duct tape song. It's awesome.
Yeah, the football season starts out tonight. Randy, excited?
Yeah, I am excited. I'm very excited. I'm ready to smell like icy hot and poop.
Or Warren Sapp's pants.
Oh, that's how a living room is supposed to smell during football season.
My favorite,
icy hot and poop.
My favorite thing, because tonight is the Thursday, it's the opening game. My favorite thing is it's the first time ever in the history of the NFL. It's a three-team event. You have the Colts, the Saints, and then Drew Brees' mole. Drew Brees' mole is suited up. Drew Brees' mole, only a 20-point underdog. I'm going to go with they're going to cover the spread.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, Purdue's got some great quarterbacks out there.
Oh, they do. They got Kyle Orton's beard. Kyle Orton's beard also going to take on Drew Brees' mole later on in the season.
There are things in that beard that will win.
Yeah, there are. There's a couple extra. Apparently he gets upset a lot. He's always crabby.
Oh, man. Actually, I like both of them. They're both great guys.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the opportunities to hang out with both Drew Brees and Kyle Orton. And Kyle Orton is just a great guy. I mean,
he gets it, though. That's the thing, though.
Yeah. So
he's not one of those guys who's a third-string quarterback who is like, oh, I want to play. No, he's perfectly happy drinking the Jack Daniels on the bench, carrying around Brian Urlacher's bags.
Yes, he's the guy looking at his watch during the game.
He's the guy on the sideline that's already cooking the burgers.
Is it beer 30 yet? I love Kyle Orton.
He's the best. We need to get him on the Flea Show.
Yes, that would be great. Why don't we do that?
I think
somewhere I've got his cell phone number.
I think he would totally go for it.
Oh, yeah.
He would totally be down. He may even want to go with us to the Texas Redneck games.
You know what? I bet he'd be all over that.
There's a Sports Center highlight for you.
What I liked at the Super Bowl when they were in Miami, one of the reporters had asked him if he'd been hanging out at doing the nightlife stuff. Uh-huh. And he said, I just hang out at the hole-in-the-wall place.
Oh, yeah.
Burgers and beer.
The girls are a lot better than there, too.
Yeah.
not as cheesy as the sandwiches, but still good.
So anyway, two outstanding guys. Yes, I'm ready for the football season to begin. I'm excited about the Cubs opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they may be.
The best thing about the Cubs being, I'm not a Cubs fan, I'm a Sox fan, but the best thing about the Cubs being in the playoff race is if there's a meltdown, crazy Lou Piniella may return.
That would be awesome.
And when you talk about classic meltdowns of a coach in baseball, you got to put Lou Piniella up at the top.
They won't win the World Series, though, because they're the Cubs.
Yeah, they'll find a way to choke.
And if they do, and it's in the last page of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming back.
I could see the Cubs down. You know, people blame Bartman for the drop ball thing in the outfield. that was actually Jesus. He wasn't ready to come back yet.
That's exactly so that's what
why,
it was.
That's why.
Because that's on the next to the last page.
It is. The next to the last page would be, I think, the Arizona Cardinals winning 5 games in the season.
And in 1984, when they were playing the 3-out-of-5 series and they'd won. No, they were playing 4-out-of-7. I can't remember.
It was 3-out-of-5. They were up 2-0. They were up 2-0.
Yeah, and lost the series.
Jesus wasn't ready.
Wasn't ready yet. But by God, when he does get ready.
If the Cubs do win the World Series, I can see Jesus in a staggered state being like, oh crap. I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready.
Wait a minute.
Redo.
Let me look at the – what day was that again?
He'll do a Superman and fly around the earth and turn down back and then go in the outfield and make Jock Jones trip on the ceiling catch. And no one will think none the other because they're like, oh, Jock Jones, he dropped the ball.
Well, it was Bill Buckner. He did that to Bill once.
That's right.
Let it go between your legs. That's right. Let it go between your legs.
Leon Durham doing the Leon Durham, the Bull Durham. Olay.
Yes.
Olay.
So it happens.
It does.
And you go ahead and look at the last page. It says that.
Cubs winning World Series. Dud.
Anyway, it's great to be back. Great fun. Good times. Great
That's
old
right.
days.
That's right. I went to Chicago actually this past weekend and gotten off the L train when the Cubs had won the game. It was like pandemonium down there. Those people are crazy when they win the game. You would think that it was the end of the world.
What's great about going to a Cub game is you go to the bar and get primed. Mm-hmm. You go to the game and get even drunker.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to Murphy's or the Cubby Bear Lounge afterwards until you cannot stand up anymore.
Yeah, it's like going to an Iowa Hawkeyes football
and
game.
Maybe throw up a brat or a Polish or an Italian beef.
Or food, too.
Well, you know what? Drinking that much old style. Come on.
Yeah. Old style.
Cold old style.
The best thing, I've been to a couple of Cubs games. The women there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's some dogs there. But there are some
out in left field.
Oh yeah,
that's a party.
It's prime time right there.
Good stuff. All right, I'm going to be going. Today is September 6th.
That's right.
A Thursday. I'm out of here.
That's right. There's some kind of memorial thing. I think the 9th of something. You get the waivers on the fantasy football. That's a big holiday for me.
You didn't even know that. Labor Day was, or
I
Memorial
didn't.
Day was, you had
I was
that
calling,
all confused.
I was wishing everyone a happy Memorial Day on Labor Day, and everyone was looking at me like I was crazy. Then I realized I had no pants on either. That could be another thing. My Memorial Day staff was hanging out.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Flea Show. This is Randy saying so long.
Fleas to you. I am Ken. Oh, got to shave the beard.
Silver on one side, round in shape. Sticky on the other side, duct tape. Fixed my house and fixed my car. Fixed my pants and this old guitar. Broke my toe with a tenor banjo. Needed some stitches, didn't know how to sew. Heading up Muddy Creek and we're going down fast. Pesky thorn bush put a hole in my raft. Wouldn't have been so bad if I would have had something. Silver on one side, round in shape. Sticky on the other side, and duct tape. Fixed my bike and I fixed my fence. Fixed my shoes and I saved some cents. Made little Missy a dress for the prom. Met her date at the door with my silver shoes on. Slapped the corsage on and the darn thing sticks. Never was a thing that I couldn't fix. Cause I'm always carrying around something. Silver on one side, round in shape. Sticky on the other side, and duct tape. Fix my table and I fix my chair. Enough left on the road for my next repair. Thank you. my stove and my refrigerator till my auto mechanic. I see him later. Got this tacky gift sent from heaven above. Am I stuck on you or am I really in love with something? Silver on one side, round in shape, sticky on the other side, and duct tape. Fix my house and I'll fix my car. Fix my pants and this old guitar.